Okay, this is Sunday morning, 1:8:23. I'm going to read to you last week's word. I'm not going to read the scriptures attached to it, but the Lord brought it up to me, so I want to read it again. I don't want you to forget the boomerang. This was January 1st. Be of good cheer and have no fear, for I'm with you. I said that I would never leave you or forsake you. I am with you till the end. I would have you to not have any anxiety about anything, for I have a plan. I have my plan under control. You might be thinking, how so, Lord? I place my people all around the world, key players in this world event. Remember what I have always said to you. The devil always overplays his hand. He goes to the extreme. He moves in for the kill, and this is when he fails. If you notice that video I sent you, the 3 hours, he brings up that very thing about Pharaoh. Consider Pharaoh. He couldn't admit defeat. He couldn't leave well enough alone. But he was driven by Satan to take out my people, and it resulted in his demise and the demise of all his mighty men. He quickly forgot in his bloodlust what I did to liberate my children out of slavery. Another saying comes into play here. History repeats itself. You're going to see it in this nation and the nations of the world in this pre-millennium reign. It is happening again, and they, the devil's bunch, will fall by their own devices. Those that use a sword will die by it. They will fall on their own swords, the boomerang. They have tracked, traced, spied on, watched your every move, so this has boomeranged on them. What they did to trap you has also trapped them. My key players know their every move. There's no place for them to run or hide. The tares are separated from the wheat and are ready to be gathered in. They will appear to pursue you, but they, like the Egyptians, will get stuck in the mud. All their devices will jam up. I would have you to be encouraged today and to have no fear, for I am here and the greatest show on the earth is being played out. You get to watch it in real time. Many have gone before you that longed to see this day, but they ran out of time. But they are watching it from heaven's grandstand. You and yours are the privileged ones that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You have a front row seat to watch the total and complete battle of Satan's defeat. All right. So this one is called Blow the Trumpet in Zion. In fact, this morning on the broadcast, I brought up this about blowing the trumpet in Zion. Well, no, it's kind of going along with both. I'm going to look over to Joel chapter 2. I kept hearing that, blow the trumpet in Zion. There's a song, blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Something about in my holy mountain. I don't know the whole song, but anyway, they just went over and over in me. This is Joel 2. It says here, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. All right, this is what the Holy Spirit said. They've been bullying us for years. They thought they had us, but we rose. They never counted on us rising. The fall of the cabal, this is what you are witnessing. They thought they had us on a death track. Yes, dead in the streets. But like the vision in that Ezekiel had, it is coming to pass. Now we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 37. This goes along in Revelation where, I think it's chapter 7, where the tribes are gathered from the four corners of the earth. This is where I believe this fits. I don't believe it's a nation of Israel. Someone yesterday was saying, and I forget exactly who said it. He said, you do realize those that say they are Jews and are not, they hate Jesus. They hate Jesus. They worship Satan, those that follow the Talmud. They hate Jesus. That's who's running the Jewish nation. It's a Rothschild operation. That's going to be such a... When the church gets a hold of that, they've used this anti-Semitic bull to keep us over a barrel. They are nasty. They are so nasty. All right. This is Ezekiel speaking. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them, run about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The church is dead. The church is dead. Just like the two witnesses in the street. But you know what happened? They rose up. After 3 days. Because of Jesus, 3 days, they rose up. Okay. And thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Now while sin is upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. The bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. The skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. What did I just say about the angels? It says they were holding back the four winds, the corners of the earth. These winds, these four winds, are come to breathe upon these dry bones. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Here we are, spiritual Israel. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off of our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that the Lord hath spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Who's Judah? Line of the tribe of Judah? Yeah. Write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the sticks of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereof thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, rather they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. Can you see that? Can you see what I'm reading here? And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king will be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. They shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Now, chapter 38 and 39 is the Gog and Magog war. That's what happens. That's what I just read. After the Satan is loosed from the pit, that war takes place. After this restoration of the dry bones and the thousand-year reign, then that's what's going to happen. I want to read Revelation 11 to you, and we'll be done. All right, this is 11:7. And when they had finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overtake them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they are the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they shall dwell upon the earth. Those that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them. They stood up on their feet. Great fear fell upon all them which saw them. And they heard a great noise from heaven, saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour there was an earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. The remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat upon God's on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them that destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. So this is when the dead's going to be, it's going to be decided what's going to happen to them, whether they believe God or they didn't. All right.